From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim and Godette. It's Idaho Matters. When you see a dead bird below a power line, your first thought is likely that it died from electrocution. And it's a pretty common conventional wisdom, but it turns out that it's probably wrong. A new study shows that a majority of birds found dead near power lines, in fact, two-thirds of all the birds that were found, had been shot, not electrocuted, which contradicts that traditional wisdom. So this study has profound implications for conserving birds like bald eagles and for figuring out the best ways to help them thrive. Joining us now to tell us more about the study are Todd Katzner, research wildlife biologist with the Forest and Rangeland Ecosystem Science Center of the U.S. Geological Survey, and Eve Thomason, research associate with the Raptor Research Center at Boise State University. I want to welcome you both to Idaho Matters.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Okay, so I think for a long time, people have assumed that birds that die around power lines are electrocuted. They run into the lines and they get zapped. And is that what you were trying to find out when you started this study, Eve?
Yeah. So several years ago, I was actually working for a power company conducting avian risk assessment surveys along power lines. And I did start noticing birds along power lines that would normally be considered safe for birds to perch on. And this is when I found out that some of these birds had actually been shot. And this is what sparked an interest to understand, you know, how are birds dying along power lines and how many of them are shot? And also, what's driving this behavior?
Gotcha. And you looked at birds not just in Idaho, but in other states as well as part of the study.
Correct. We also surveyed power lines in Oregon, Wyoming, and Utah.
And we should ask, how did you find the birds that you studied? You had folks out looking for them.
Yeah, so our field surveys were actually really pretty simple. We hiked or drove along power lines just looking for dead birds. And, you know, one thing that's unique to this study is we documented and collected every single dead bird that we found, regardless of the condition that it was in. And then we x-rayed and examined all the remains. So this is all the carcasses, the bones, the feathers, everything we found was x-rayed and examined.
And let's talk about the x-rays. Those are pretty important, it sounds like, to finding out what really happened to them.
Sure. Yeah, x-rays are one of the best ways to determine if gunshot killed a bird. You know, some of these birds could have external injuries, but without x-rays, it's really difficult to confirm what actually killed that bird. And so, for example, external injuries could suggest that a bird may have been shot. Maybe it has some feather shearing, or maybe there were burns or singeing on the feathers, which could suggest the bird was electrocuted. But x-rays are essential when attempting to confirm that cause of death.
And it was a little disturbing, I think, to me to find out that you found that 66% of the birds that you were able to determine how they died from being shot. Did that surprise you? And I'm going to ask you both, Eve and Todd. Eve, let's start with you.
Yeah. So I think going into this, I had an assumption that I would find at least some shot birds. But you know, I really didn't know how many or what proportion. And so it was very surprising when I started going through the data and doing my analysis and found 2/3 of these birds were shot.
Go ahead.
From a scientific perspective, we know that illegal shooting of birds is something that happens, and we've seen evidence of it. Historically, most when we think about causes of death of birds on power lines, we tend to think about electrocution, and it's quite possible. You know, data from past studies have suggested that electrocution was the most common cause of death, and you know, one of the big differences in Eve's study is that she actually x-rayed all these birds, which isn't something that had happened in all the previous studies. But we're also living in a different different time. There's been a huge amount of effort by the power companies to retrofit power poles, make them bird safe. And so I think that from a scientific perspective, it really was unexpected to find that so many of these birds had been shot as opposed to dying of other causes.
Let's talk about those other causes. Eve, what did you find? How did the other birds die?
Yeah, so some of the birds did in fact die from electrocution. And, you know, these would be birds that when we x-rayed them didn't show any signs that they had been shot, you know, maybe didn't have broken bones that would impact or suggest impact trauma, but would then have, you know, singeing or burns throughout their feathers. And then we also found the other cause of death we identified was trauma. And this would be, you know, something like impact trauma, broken bones. And we identified some birds had fallen from the nest, and this is how they sustained trauma. Other birds may have been hit by vehicles.
We're speaking with Eve Thomason with the Raptor Research Center at Boise State University, and with Todd Katzner about a new study that shows illegal shooting is the leading cause of death of birds along power lines in the West. Todd, I mentioned your title before, Research Wildlife Biologist with the Forest and Rangeland Ecosystem Science Center. That's a mouthful. It sounds like you've been studying wildlife for quite a while.
Yeah. I've been studying wildlife for quite a while. And you know, a big part of what we end up studying is how humans and wildlife interact. And this issue of illegal shooting is something where we had some previous indication that it was a problem. We've done some studies in the Boise area. This study that we did, that Eve led in this case, really was the first in my experience. And like you said, I've been studying wildlife for quite a while. This is the first time when anybody has done such a comprehensive survey, looked at this issue in so many different places, in so many different states, and used the thorough techniques that Eve used to really document what we found. And I think that's really one of the strengths of this study, is that Eve's approach was so thorough, and that when we say that, you know, 2/3 of these birds that we were able to identify a cause of death died of illegal shooting, we're really convinced that that is reality because of the effectiveness of the study. And we're convinced that it is going to be fairly representative when we start to look elsewhere.
Well, and we've been talking about illegal shooting. And Eve, one of the things you did was identify the birds, what kind of birds that had died. And a lot of these were protected species.
Correct. So most of the birds that we collected that had been shot were federally and state protected. So for the eagles, they are protected by the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, as well as the Bald and Golden Eagle Protection Act. And then the hawks, ravens, and the prairie falcons that we found are protected under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. And then the only bird that we found shot that was not a protected species is a pigeon.
Wow. Go ahead, Todd.
I was just going to say, it's also worth noting that in addition to these birds being protected, it's also not legal to shoot at electrical infrastructure. There are state and federal laws about that as well.
I would also think that might be unsafe, but that's an opinion. Okay, so Eve, you found that some birds that looked like maybe on the outside they'd been electrocuted had actually been shot first and then fell into the power lines. Talk about this case of one bald eagle where that was actually the case.
Yeah, so a utility company had found a dead bald eagle when they were responding to an outage event. And this bird did have substantial burns all over its body. The power lines were actually down on the ground. And so the assumption was that this bird had collided with those lines. And then to reduce the risk of the future electrocutions or collisions at this location, the utility company actually installed flight diverters. And these are devices which help make the lines more visible to birds so they can avoid colliding with them. But you know, when we x-rayed this bird, we found numerous shotgun pellets throughout the eagle's body that were associated with fresh injuries and entrance wounds. And so this might suggest that the bird had been shot and then it fell into that energized equipment as it went fell to the ground.
Well, I think this, again, just shows how important your x-rays are for this kind of determination.
Yeah, and there were several birds that showed some singeing but had actually died from gunshot.
You know, it's important to point out in this situation, too, that it isn't just that the electrical utility went out and found this bird and made these changes, but those changes are expensive for that electrical company to do. And those costs, they cost the electrical company, and then they also, you know, those costs get passed on to the consumers. And so this, it is a wildlife conservation issue, but it has consequences for society as well.
Well, and Todd, that was going to be my next question. Why is it important to find out exactly how the birds died? And I think you just outlined a potential economic effect, not to mention, danger to the power lines. But then there is that wildlife conservation part. If you don't know how the birds are dying, you don't know how to save them.
Absolutely. And, you know, I can, one part of this that I can speak to in particular is the population level consequences, right? And we want to, when wildlife managers try to manage populations of wildlife in the U.S., they tend not to focus on individual fatalities or individual losses, but on keeping a population sort of at a stable or increasing level. And that's something it's written into many of our laws. And one of the things we see is that each study did not document population level effects, but from other studies, we have seen that illegal shooting can be really important at a population level. And the best example of this is golden eagles. We know from a recent study that was a massive study of golden eagles that was done, illegal shooting was the leading cause of death of birds after their first year of life. It's leading anthropogenic, human-caused cause of death for birds after golden eagles after their first year of life. And it has a demonstrable effect on those populations, meaning that if we want to keep golden eagles populations stable or increasing, one of the things that we really need to think about is managing this illegal shooting of these birds. And I think Eve's study is nice because it draws this connection. This earlier study showed that golden eagles were being affected. Eve's study shows that lots of other species are being affected. And it sort of implicitly asks the question about whether those species may be vulnerable to population level consequences as well. Eve, do you have other thoughts on that question, or did I cover some of the things that we've talked about?
I think you pretty much covered it.
Well, and again, if we don't know how they're dying, then we can't, you know, help maintain those populations that as a society we may want to maintain. So I think that's very important. So what's next? More study is needed, and you talk about this in the study, Eve. What kinds of things need to be looked at next that might help decision makers protect birds?
That is a great question. Another thing that we can look at when studying how birds die is examining when and where these fatalities occur. And this is actually another component of this research that will be published soon, but identifying hotspots or patterns in when and where a lethal shooting occurs can provide information about what could be contributing to that behavior. And this information can help managers and law enforcement develop strategies to address it.
In addition to that, Samantha, the another thing that we want to do, you know, a legitimate question about this work is, okay, you found all this shooting in four places. How representative is that of the American West? And that's a really good question. We have some evidence that it is representative, but a really important next step is for us to go to other places and to try to document whether or not this is happening in other places.
Well, I think it's fascinating, a little disturbing research that needs to be continued. Absolutely. We've been speaking with Todd Katzner, research wildlife biologist with the Forest and Rangeland Ecosystem Science Center with the U.S. Geological Survey, and Eve Thomason, research associate with the Raptor Research Center at Boise State University, about Eve's study that shows illegal shooting is the leading cause of death of birds along power lines in the West. We're going to put a link to that study on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. And I want to thank the both of you for being here and for what you're doing.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Samantha Wright. We'll see you tomorrow.